You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicius here, capping up our recap of Wild Card Weekend. Let me ask you guys this. You guys have both been in the playoffs. You both won Super Bowls. You've made the runs. How is Wild Card Weekend compared to, say, the Divisional Weekend or compared to, say, a championship game? Once you get in the playoffs, are they all the same, or does it really ratchet up as you go week to week to week?
I would say the Divisional Round is definitely a huge step because I think, yes, you've made the playoffs, and I think Wild Card Weekend is like you still need to validate that you're a good football team. And I think in some cases, as we saw out of Carolina, a bad football team or a lucky football team can get into the wild card round. In this case, they were, of course, the division winner. But I think the wild card weekend, what I loved just even watching the Carolina game or the Pittsburgh game was, and I reminisced about the atmospheres that a playoff football game creates. And it made me, simply being a part of this show, it made me want to have that atmosphere happen here in Cleveland. Oh. As many fans, and I'm sure fans are saying, oh, yeah, me too, duh. and I mean, it's easier said than done. But I just think that for what a great football city Cleveland is and all of Northeast Ohio, seeing First Energy Stadium, the new renovations and it being decked out and know that you're playing for, life or death in some cases, is what this city deserves. And they miss that, I'm sure, for those who've been a Browns fan, for a very long time. But there is definitely a step up. Every level you go, the hoopla comes with it. The media circus, grows. So I definitely felt there was a difference between Wild Card Weekend and by winning there, you had that sense of validation, and then you feel like you truly arrived in the tournament once it got down to eight.
When you get into the thing that always stood out for me is those teams that have that first round bye that don't have to play in that wild Wild Card Weekend. Your chances of going to the Super Bowl go up. I mean, it's huge. It's like 80-some% of the teams that actually have that first-round bye have the better chance of going to the Super Bowl.
I was a part of that 20 one time, by the way.
Right. But when you think about it, in order to win the Super Bowl, it's four games, right? If you play in a wild card game. If not, if you got the first round, you've got to get three wins to win the Super Bowl. So that wild card weekend, I mean, anytime you get a chance to be in the playoffs, it's exciting, period, whether it's the wild card, divisional, anything, or the conference championship. The thing that stands out for me is playoff football is so hard to come by because I think about the 11 years I had, only three times was I in the playoffs, and all three of them were Super Bowls, which was, great in itself. But those other 8 years, it's so hard to get in there and to do it consistently and to get to that game. So I would say as a player, you would enjoy any playoff game you would have.
And just to make a quick point, and I got to spend, 1 year with this gentleman in San Francisco, and you want to talk about playoffs and you playing 11, reaching at three, and of course exceeding expectation and making it to the Super Bowl, winning, some of those, is Tekeo Spikes. Tekeo Spikes, great linebacker, not going to be a Hall of Famer, but he's probably played in a few Pro Bowls, probably been all pro, made more money than he knows what to do with. Never, ever made it to the playoffs. 13 years, 14 years, whatever it is he played. I mean, I felt so bad for this guy. San Francisco was good. In Philadelphia, they were good before he got there. He gets there, they lose. He leaves, he goes to San Francisco, they go to the playoffs the next year. And San Francisco were bad for like 3-4 seasons. He leaves, Harbaugh comes in, they go to the playoffs multiple years. He goes to San Diego for one season, and San Diego had gone to the playoffs and won the AFC West multiple years, some of which I was there. He goes, they don't win the division, they don't make the playoffs. I mean, it was just bad luck. Cincinnati Bengals early in his career, never making the playoffs, being a bad football team. So there, he's the one guy in my mind that played double digit years in this
it's
league
tough.
And never made it to the playoffs.
I played with Lomas Brown. Lomas Brown went 18 something years before he sniffed the Super Bowl. And actually won one. I mean, the guy who's been around was one of the best offensive linemen to play. Obviously blocked for one of the best running backs to ever play. But when he finally got down to it, it was his 18th year and his final year that he won a Super Bowl in Tampa. And to see it, to go know that he's made the money, he's been all pro, he's done everything except win it. And it was like finally when it all came to a head, 18 years, the guy finally won a Super Bowl. So Nate, going back to your whole thing, it's just really tough, man. So I think you enjoy it no matter what.
Is there a bigger difference in terms of intensity of the game from, say, a regular season to a wild card round?
No question.
Or from a wild card round to, say, like a divisional round?
It goes
to the playoffs, yeah. It's like all –
It is.
Playing. It's like he said, it's life and death.
Exactly. And I think that there's only the only scenarios that those are created in the regular season are week 17, where it's you win, you're in. You know, you lose and you're outside looking in. That's the only scenario that happens. And so that may have a playoff like atmosphere.
But I'll tell you what, I felt like I saw a different Baltimore team in this wild card game than I saw against the Browns.
100%.
Well, you got to,
because they didn't take the Browns serious.
Correct.
They thought they could just win that
yes.
game.
When you sit there and think again, we talked about how hard it is, man, but when you realize that you're in there, you know, your fans or the opponent's fans, everybody's going crazy. The atmosphere is that much different. And when you realize that you only have so many years to play this game, and you realize you're in the playoff, man, it just, you step it up a notch. And it's not to say that you don't go all out during the season, but that atmosphere alone is enough to give you goosebumps.
But that's the point that I was just going to make is, you know, Nathan, and because Joe and I have experienced, it's like the coaches, you know, they tense up, they overcoach, they watch
pucker up.
I was going to say the old pucker up, exactly. I mean, they watch so much film, they overcoach you, then of course it's that trickle down effect. Well, if the coaches are doing it and of course you want to win, well then I need to watch more film. I need to get that extra ice bucket bath. I need to eat really good this week and go all in. That just kind of creates the atmosphere of that win or go home, where it's like everybody steps their game up because no one wants to be that guy to make that mistake or have that letdown in a football game that costs you your season or that chance at extending your season and a potential Super Bowl appearance.
And this is where it's important too, is when you actually have guys that have been there and done it, now these younger guys that maybe would get caught up in that emotion, say, can learn from somebody that's been there and done it and say, hey, you know what? This is probably the best way to do it, because guys, it doesn't come around very often. Do it this way. I promise you it works. You win that Super Bowl, we're going to have a good time. Even I'm going to float on a white
swan
in Vegas
with some
somewhere.
Champagne.
Ace of spades.
One team who can be going to Vegas whenever they want now, the Bengals. They got drubbed 26-10 by the Indianapolis Colts. And obviously without A.J. Green, they didn't have enough. And I watch Andy Dalton play, and I just
sold.
Don't understand
Not
the
sold.
Contract they gave him. I think that set their franchise back. Luck, I thought, was very good. The touchdown pass was incredibly impressive. Just complete control, command. I felt like the game was closer at times than really it deserved to be, and they busted it open in the second half to win 26-10. Now, I don't think Indy's a team that's going to go on the road and win, but I thought that was a no-brainer once you knew A.J. Green was out, that since he just didn't have the firepower to keep up with them.
I do too, and again, on my drive in to Berea today, listening to a really big show with Gerard Cherry and Tony Rizzo, they played some audio, and it was audio of Ben Roethlisberger's comments, you know, after their loss, and Andy Dalton's comments. And I think if you listen to those comments, they're very telling. Ben Roethlisberger talks about the fact that I didn't do enough. I should have put this team on my back, and I cost us this win. I it was all about Ben. And that's what someone who makes $15+ million a year and, you know, and is the guy in the franchise quarterback should do. And everything Andy Dalton was talking about was very low, and it's, well, we'll have to regroup, you know, and we're going to just have to work harder this offseason. And, you know, and it was we. And I think that in itself, that culture that is created between one individual and another, one assumes all responsibility and one is a part of a collective responsibility, is the difference between Ben Roethlisberger winning two Super Bowls and the Pittsburgh Steelers going to the playoffs almost every season is what it seems, and Andy Dalton going to the playoffs and never winning and never having that success and doesn't have that killer instinct like someone like Ben Roethlisberger does.
Right, and you talk about the instinct. Either you have it or you don't. And right now what he's shown in this past few years, we've seen some brilliance by him at points, but when you need to put your foot on the throat and stomp it out, he doesn't seem to have it. So I agree with you, Nate, that I'm just not a big fan of him. And, you know, when you think of somebody getting that type of contract and consistently not being able to do it, it just makes you scratch your head. You know, it goes same for the head coach over there.
To me, he's not that different. And maybe he's a little bit more consistent and a little bit better, a little more athletic, and obviously younger version of Brian Hoyer. And I think that's what I see in Andy Dalton. Now, he's had success to be able to get to the playoffs every year, hasn't won a playoff game, but I just don't see him as that kind of a franchise quarterback, and he hasn't won a playoff game now in four straight seasons. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap it up with obviously the biggest game of the weekend. The NFL certainly saved the best for last. Cowboys and Lions came down to the wire. There was some controversy. There was some fun, and Tony Romo had a great playoff moment in leading the Cowboys to that win. We'll discuss it when we come back.